views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to the vibrant and powerful person you were always meant to be so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Today, my guest is Rebecca Liston, who I enjoyed interviewing last summer with her colleagues, Sarah and Stella of Orange Liston and Do. We aired that interview as a vibrant replay at the start of this month, and now I'm honored to have all three of these incredible women join me on their own to talk about things that have helped them to live a vibrant and powerful life. As a co-founder and business intuitive for Las Peregrinas, Rebecca helps their clients predict, pivot, and compete in an incredibly complex global marketplace. After founding and building a profitable natural medicine center in Ontario, Canada in 2002, Rebecca went on to advise other health and wellness practices on mindset, marketing, and so much more. As a six-time nominee for the RBC Canadian Women Entrepreneur Award, Rebecca blends strategy and intuition, supporting clients as they grow in their personal and professional lives. Among other things, she offers business intuition sessions that help guide women towards trusting themselves and their inner guides. Rebecca lives life with the understanding that a woman's intuition is a significant part of living vibrantly. And so today, she is here to talk to us about tuning into our inner knowing so we can get out of our heads and live with the strength fueled by our own clarity. Rebecca, welcome back to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It's such a delight to be with you and your listeners again. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm so very happy to have you. Now, I think we should begin by having you share some of the highlights of you, the things that you feel would be most relevant to our audience today.
Oh, wow. Right off the bat, eh, Debbie?
I'm just going to jump right in.
Yes. You know, it was interesting, as it always is, when you listen to someone introduce you, right? I find that every time I have the experience of that, just as I did today, it kind of causes me to sort of reflect back, because often the introduction references things that we've done in the past and then how we got to where we are today. And right. And I was listening to you talk, and I knew you were talking about me, obviously. And as I was listening, I thought, you know, what I was loving about what I was hearing about the person that I was and the person that I've become is really was captured in that sort of the end little piece of what you said there, was that the piece about really knowing and getting clear on our importance of connecting with our own inner guidance, our own inner compass, our wisdom, our whatever we want to call it, this thing, this voice that exists inside of us, that I think the thing that that hits me the most as I listen back to that is just that I'm really proud of having refined that and really gotten clear on that for myself and my work in supporting other women to do that. So
nice.
Yeah. So I think that's defining for me.
Nice. Okay. Sorry about that. I kind of was trying to cut you off without meaning to, but you're a mom as well, right?
I am. Yes. Two daughters, 9 and 14. As you can imagine what that means.
Yeah, well, my son just turned 25. my oldest. So nothing. 14's nothing. Now, I have to comment on this. This won't be a huge deal to all the listeners, but I have to. I had somehow forgotten, or maybe I never even knew that you're a fellow Canadian.
Yes.
I love that because, you know, especially now that I'm living in the United States, I've only been here since October. And I have to say, I'm loving it. The people here have been nothing but friendly and welcoming. But there's still a warm and fuzzy feeling that comes over me when I chat with a fellow Canadian. So,
well, Canadian to Canadian, I appreciate that. It actually occurred to me when we were chatting a little bit before we started our formal interview about you, you know, moving away from our cherished nation.
Yes.
And it's a tricky transition, I think, just in general when you move anywhere.
Yes.
But you've not just changed cities, you've changed entire countries.
I know. And it's just very interesting to me. That's not something I ever would have thought I would do. But, And you know what? There's another piece that really jumped out at me that I have to acknowledge, and I'd love to just hear a little bit about it. And that is that you started a natural medicine center in Ontario. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So my first career outside, well, I've had a few careers at this point, transitionary moves to get me to where I am. And so my first foray as an independent business owner was actually my work as a homeopath. And, you know, it's interesting because when you practice natural medicine, when you're studying natural medicine, we don't really talk a lot about what it is to be in business. So I had to learn that part. So, so yes, healthcare was sort of my, you know, my first schooled position that I ever had in the workforce was working in a hospital actually, and doing sort of Western medicine. And then I moved into natural medicine after that and eventually grew my practice and then opened up sort of a multidisciplinary clinic here in the city, and had several other practitioners sharing space with me, and we collaborated on cases and client loads and referred back and forth. And it was actually, that was really the first business that I built.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I just have to tell you that we could just talk about that and the whole natural healing thing. Maybe we'll have to do another show because that's not where we plan to go today.
That's okay. But I'm happy to talk about it anytime.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is just an area that my heart belongs there because I really think that our bodies quite naturally tell us so much about ourselves, but we've been taught not to listen. And
You know, it's actually, in my opinion, Debbie, that's right there. You actually just summed up intuition, like, right? Like, interestingly, one of the first types of intuition I ever studied was medical intuition. And that really is about like listening to the body, to really understanding that the body itself is a form of like of infinite wisdom, right? And how when we listen to what our body is telling us, whether it's through symptoms that the body is expressing, or if it's simply we just ask our body how it's feeling, like we can learn so much about ourselves just by listening to our body. So interesting that you mentioned that because that was actually the very first, you know, the very first place that I went when I decided to really study intuition more deeply.
Nice. So, I mean, I talk about intuition a fair amount on this show, so it's not really a new topic if people have been listening to me for quite a while, but I always love hearing about it from another person's perspective. And to be honest, even when I shared that, I hadn't thought about it as, I mean, until you said, that sums up intuition, and yes, it does. So let's go deeper into that, and perhaps some of the health stuff will come up as well, just because we've already opened that door and we have such strong interest in that area. But how about telling us how you feel intuition can be helpful to a person? Why don't we start with the basics?
Super. I feel that it's kind of what creates a more rounded experience for us as humans in every aspect of our lives, because in my opinion, there's only, while our brains are beautiful and wonderful, there's only so much I feel that our brains can provide for us in terms of answers or solutions to problems or just even straight information. I feel like all parts of us have a role to play. Our body has a role to play. Our brain has a role to play. Our soul has a role to play. And our emotions have roles to play. You know, all of these things come together in a way that really enriches our experience and enriches, I mean, I'm thinking of the right word here. What's the word I'm looking for? It enriches, it's like having another piece of input at our fingertips, another input. Yeah, that's the word I think I want to use. It's another input when we, you know, think about something, how we feel about something, how it is in our bodies. These are certain types of input, but our intuition also provides another sense of input that I feel it gives us that sort of really well-rounded decision-making, if you will.
Right, right. So could you maybe give us a story or an example so that if a person doesn't have a really strong grasp on intuition, they have a better idea of what you're talking about?
Great question. And I'm thinking my way through a good one here.
No problem.
There are many. Sometimes I think that when we do talk about intuition and we talk about accessing our intuition, there's an expectation or a thought that it might come in some huge, like message from the gods somehow, and that it's going to be this big, profound, like lightning bolt from the sky. If you could picture like a cartoon, right? Like, mm-hmm. Here's this blast of information that you needed to know. But I think the story that I would share about this is actually just about how insanely subtle our intuitive wisdom can be, in that sometimes it was years ago, and I'm not sure if you ever read the book. It was very, you know, popular, oh gosh, probably 20 some odd years ago, but The Celestine Prophecy.
Absolutely.
Right? One of the classics, right? Got a lot of us started on our journey, let's be honest. And do you remember in the book where he talks about the idea of holding a question in your mind as you go about your day?
Yes.
And how very seemingly quietly the answer will actually arrive, whether you drive by a billboard sign that happens to have, you know, the words to answer the question that you're holding, or, you know, and mm-hmm. It could be, I mean, this is just a crazy thing, but I've actually been contemplating whether or not to change my name as I'm about to be married.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And so I'm thinking about this, I'm holding this in my mind, I'm driving my children to school, and I'm thinking, you know, I might bring up the name change conversation because it impacts my children, and maybe I'll have this conversation. I'm like, well, you know, is now really the time? I passed, no word of a lie, 3 billboard signs advertising for a lodge up here in our hometown, that name of which is the last name that I would be taking.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then a song comes on the radio, also with the name in the title of the song. Now, we can pass these things off as coincidences, but if we think about what we learned about how our world is constantly talking to us and listening to what messages are coming up, kind of like he taught us in the Celestine Prophecy, there's a lot of answers that are showing up. As I'm sitting there thinking, is now the time to talk about this? Do I even really want to even approach the subject of changing my name? And there's the name in 4 different, you know, presentations that happen, you know, within, I don't know, 2 minutes.
Right.
You know, so I think that's something that's important. Like I always talk about, you know, if you watch for these things and you go about your day just quite simply with that Celestine Prophecy process of holding a question in your mind and just watch for those little dribbles, those little pieces, those little hints or wisps of information. That's your intuition. Mm-hmm. And well, I love it.
That's very interesting. Because I agree with you, those signs are out there. And sometimes I see those as things that our angels or guides are actually talking to us. And sometimes that to me is almost, not another level, because that makes it sound like you have to work through this hierarchy, and you really don't. To me, the difference is opening up your mind, right? And or not your mind, opening up your heart, mm-hmm. and hearing every little bit as it's coming through. So I love how you've taken it now and said, you know, all of these pieces are all part of your guidance system, and your intuition is truly that. I often refer to it as your GPS, right?
Yes.
your internal guidance system. So that's quite beautiful.
When I was studying, like I really made it my business, literally eventually became my business, but I made it my business when I was learning intuition and different ways of accessing intuitive wisdom. I really made it my business at the time to study and really understand. And so I took many courses, right, in developing and honing intuition. And what my biggest takeaway out of that, and sort of this goes in response to that idea of, you know, is that our angels presenting information? How do we differentiate that between our intuition? Is there differentiation? The way I like to think about it is that there's this whole bandwidth, like a radio, set of radio stations out there, right? There's mm-hmm. the station that our angels broadcast on. There's the station that our bodies broadcast on. There's the station that, you know, a crystal broadcasts on. There's the station that the trees do. Because in my teaching and in the way that I've learned, it's important to me to know who I'm talking to, if you will. So when I'm tracking something intuitively, I want to know, is that my angel speaking to me? Is that a guide speaking? Is that a tree? Is that a rock? Who is it that's delivering that message to me? So the idea of being open to receiving is exactly what you've said, is exactly bang on, in my opinion. I agree with you 100%. And I love the idea of thinking that when we turn on the radio, right, when we open up to receiving a signal, we could receive it from so many different sources. And that's all intuition, in my opinion. And I love that.
Absolutely. And I find the part that I was going to add in there is I find people often need to turn down the inner critic in order to tune in to their intuition, because, you know, the two pieces can kind of fight for each other. And sometimes, like you just shared, what's going on around you outside can help to reinforce that, right? Like
absolutely.
If you're not always able to hear what's going on inside of you, okay, look outside then. Start there.
Yep. Exactly.
No problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what makes you think that intuition is such a big deal for women specifically? Because that was in your bio that, mm-hmm. you know, it for women. So what's that about?
Well, I will say, not because I don't think men should hone it, but I would say I feel like at risk of maybe taking us down an unusual path with this conversation, I would say that I would say we have been, as women, totally generalizing here, but as mm-hmm. women, we have gone through a phase in history, in the history of our world and the history of being human, in which a lot of the skill of being intuitive was not revered in the way that it might have been generations ago.
No, it could get you burnt.
Thank you. I wasn't sure how far I could go with this. So.
Yeah. No, you're honest.
Can I pull that out or not? So yes. There's that, exactly that. Thank you. And so I think for me, it's because of that history and because many of us carry that, like in our own cellular memory from our own grandmothers, our own, ancestors. I want to see us reaccessing that and just really owning the fact that, yes, as all beings have access to intuition, this isn't meant to be a men can't have it, men can't do it thing. It's just, I feel in the depth of my being that reaccessing and remembering that this is actually our birthright as women, mm-hmm. It's pretty darn critical, in particular in this exact time in which we find ourselves.
Nice.
So that's why it's just it's a big deal to me.
Yeah. Well, and what I hear you saying is because it's part of healing.
Yes.
We need to heal, and the men don't need to heal that piece of themselves. They have all their own things that they need to heal, but women need to heal their relationship with that very beautiful feminine energy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It is our superpower in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And men have it too, because if they open up to their feminine energy, they can use it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
But for us, it is a healing. So I love that. That was beautiful. So could you maybe provide a tip or a tool that can help a person maybe get out of their head and into their heart and soul and hear their intuition a bit better?
Absolutely. One of my favorites, and I use this with clients all the time and have been doing this myself, you know, forever. I think this is probably particularly geared to people who just naturally enjoy the process of writing. However, even if it doesn't come naturally to you, it's a wonderful technique. I just call it the two pen technique. It's not a very fancy name for it, but, so what I suggest is that people, you know, have a journal, piece of paper. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be a particular kind of book or whatever. And two different pens, preferably of two different colors.
Okay.
And what you want to do is you want to set the stage and you want to say to yourself, okay, this blue pen is going to represent my questioning mind or my inner things that I would like to know, questions that I want to ask, things that I'd like to seek answers to. And I'm going to write those questions in this blue pen. And then this red pen or green or black, whatever, but it's just nice if it's a different color. I'm going to use this pen to represent the intuitive wisdom that I need to hear in response to the question that I ask. So that could be, you could specifically say, if this was of interest to the person doing the exercise, you could specifically say, I want this red pen to represent my higher self. Or you could say, I'd like this red pen to represent Archangel Michael, or, you know, any source of wisdom that you would like represented, the tree out back of my house, because I have a strong connection to that tree. I would like this pen to represent the voice of that being or that elemental or that sort of force of nature, if you will.
Right.
And nice. Then you start with your questioning mind and your, you know, first pen, your blue pen, and you open a dialogue. And it's like having a conversation on paper. You know, hey, nice. Higher self. You know, it's me, Rebecca. I'm just checking in because I've got this thing going on. I have no idea whether I should take that job in Bermuda or if it's too much to ask of my family or if this is really the thing I should do. And I could really use some help. Like, what have you got for me? And then you literally put that pen down and you pick up the other color and you let yourself write the words that come into your mind as you are taking the information. Like taking dictation from either, again, that higher self, the tree, the rock, whatever you had decided this pen was going to represent their voice, mm-hmm. and just let yourself free write. And it takes some practice because at first you think, well, this is just hooky, right? This is just me. I'm just making this shit up. But really, it is amazing how you can really use this to track into and tap into your own way of conversing back and forth between your questioning self and an alternate source of wisdom. It's a beautiful exercise and people really love it. I have people doing this all the time to communicate with their grandmother that's passed on or, you know, yes, with the trio back.
Nice. You know, this ties in really nicely with what I spoke with Stella about with her whole journaling and that. And there is just so much power in opening yourself up in that way and allowing yourself to speak to, like you said, the tree, or mm-hmm. you know, to your higher self, or whatever energy you want to tune into. So yeah, that is really quite beautiful. I want to make sure I have enough time to talk to you a little bit about Las Peregrinas, because people might be wondering, all right, you talked about you know, Orange Liston and Dew, and now she says she's from Las Peregrinas. However, Sarah has already been on and talked about the name, how you guys came up with the name, and Stella talked to us a bit about what makes the company unique. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be nice to have you talk a little bit about Las Peregrinas and who it would be a great fit for, what kind of client.
Thanks, Debbie. So I feel like our best clients actually are people who It's so funny. I always pause when I say this, but then I'm reflecting back on all the things we just discussed. And so this won't sound bizarre at all. Okay. It is our belief that people have, sometimes we call it their right work in the world, like the work that they're meant to do, like this, you know, this thing, right? It's your thing. And people who are looking to maybe they're close to doing their thing, but they're not exactly there. They know it just needs to be tweaked or shifted a little to get it more on point. Because a lot of times we get close. I mean, I myself in the beginning talked about how I have had many iterations in different careers throughout, you know, my, you know, 25 years in working, right? Mm-hmm. We get closer, we refine it. So our clients are really getting clearer and clearer and clearer about who they are in the world and what their right work is to do in the world. And they want then to operate and build their business from that place, if that makes sense. Like they want to market from that place. They want to go out and give talks from that place. They want to run a podcast from that place. Like, right. What is it I am meant to be doing in this world? What is my true work? And then let me build my business around that.
Nice.
And we're really good at that because, again, we've got this, you know, we've got this intuitive bent to the work that we do, so we can really track into that and help our clients get clarity around it. And our clients, they want to do it, you know, not just talk about it, like do it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a thing. It's hard to describe, but there's a feeling to it. It's kind of got some guts and some juice and some, you know, some oomph to it. Like, you know,
absolutely.
Those are our clients.
You know what? I think we're hearing a lot right now about being authentic. And yes. And this is like you're talking about really, truly being authentic and not being willing to settle for anything less.
Well, right? I think we've settled for a lot of years, many of us.
And yes.
Enough of that is what I say.
Absolutely. It is time. And I think this is truly for women. It is time for women to stand up, to take on their authentic selves. And we're going to help heal the world by doing that.
Yes. You know, agreed, my friend. I agree.
Absolutely. So you can find out more about Las Peregrinas at lasperegrinas.org. And if you don't know how to spell that, just go to the vibrantpowerfulmoms.com website and look for this interview with Rebecca, or look at the one with Stella or Sarah. And you know what? Honestly, if you haven't listened to the other ones, the other interviews, please go back and listen to them, because they all are sharing some really key parts to being authentic and to really tuning into who you are in the world. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming back on the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show and sharing such great information with us. It's so wonderful always to hear another person's take on something like intuition. And I think you shared some really valuable gems with us here today.
Thank you, Debbie. It's so appreciate the conversation. Anytime I can have a conversation with you is a delight. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, I think I'm going to have you back for the whole health thing. But anyways, a huge thank you. A big thank you to you, my listeners. I so appreciate you. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Rebecca Liston, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.